RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. It's Francisco Rojas, and I hope you're all having a wonderful holidays, whether you're on break, whether you're still working, whatever it is. I hope you have been enjoying your holidays. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas. And I would say Happy New Year, but I'm actually going to be doing the next episode of Phillies Today on New Year's. So not going to be doing that just yet. But on today's show, there is a few things that I want to talk about. We must get to this Bryce Harper, not elite TikTok. We're in TikTok where he's wearing a shirt that says not elite. And that is, boy, we'll get to that. Phil's make a deal for a reliever. We'll get to that in a little bit. And then since we are rounding out 2025, I would like to do best moments of 2025 from the Phillies. And we probably could have done this at the end of the season, whether it's regular season or the season in general. But I didn't really do that, so I figured not a bad time to do it as we're just wrapping up 2025. And then if there's time, we'll do a little bit of around Major League Baseball. So where I first want to start is Bryce Harper on TikTok just a few days ago now, posting a video of him in the batting cages wearing a shirt that, if you zoom in, because you kind of have to zoom in a little bit. I think maybe there's at one point in the video where you don't have to and you see it. But if you zoom in on the video just a little bit, you don't have to zoom in too much. You can see it plain as day. It's a black shirt with white writing. And with the white writing, it says, not elite. And of course, this pertains to Dave Dombrowski's comments from a couple of months ago in a press conference talking about Bryce Harper, saying, you know, an extensive, you know, elaborated answer for like a minute or two, saying that Bryce didn't have an elite season and he doesn't really think he could probably be an elite player anymore. He referred to Freddie Freeman on how Freddie Freeman is just a really good player now, but he's not, like, you know, one of the best players in baseball, that type of elite status. And Bryce, he is definitely taking exception to it. There was, you know, a week or two after that happens with Dombrowski's comments, there's the Matt Gelb article where Bryce says how hurt he is and said he never thought he'd hear about trade rumors, because there was that Joel Sherman soundbite where he talked about he wouldn't be surprised if Bryce got traded this offseason. And we've had this whole riff, right? Not a super huge one, but not great. And now Bryce taking this to heart. And here's my thing. At the end of the day, I think it's like a corny, it's kind of, I mean, look, let's be honest. Bryce has always been kind of corny and a little bit cringy, but he's always performed. And I don't know if it's because maybe Bryce had a bit of a tiny bit of a down year, at least to his standards, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just seeing a little more into this. I'm just kind of like tired of Bryce's antics a little bit. This is pretty, let's be honest, it's GM and player like, unless Bryce and Dumbo just, like, hate each other, maybe this is another thing, but, like, that wouldn't be good. I don't think that's the case. Here's my thing at the end of the day. And I tweeted this out just, you know, as soon as I saw this, you know, within the last 48 hours. This is my thing. If this is what Bryce Harper has to do to have a big year or to remain, you know, an elite player in Major League Baseball through his mid-30s, fine. I don't care. Like, this is definitely, to me, again, I think this is corny, and I don't use the word cringy often, but again, I'm going to use it here. Corny and cringy are the combination of those words, you know? That's what it is. But if this is what he has to do to get back to being a great player and an elite player, because that would be huge for this franchise moving forward, then I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Because if you look at what Bryce has done since he's gotten here from 2019 till now, let's be real. A lot of Bryce's pandering and a lot of the weird stuff he has done in the past, where, you know, people have been critical of it, but then there's the people that are just like, oh, we love Bryce. And I've been more on the love Bryce side, but it's because he's performed and he's won an MVP here, and he had Bedlam at the Bank, and he had the 2022 postseason, and he's had, you know, elite years since he's been here. I mean, even 2024, he still finished sixth in MVP voting. So, you know, even up until, you know, as recently as last year, or the, I guess, 2 years ago, technically now, two seasons ago, almost, Bryce has been, you know, this great player, and I never cared about the weird and corny stuff that he's done. You know, even up until the rivalry pack, it was definitely a weird thing to do. But again, you know, you've tolerated it with Bryce. And again, I'm at the point now where I'm like, okay, you know what? I will tolerate this. I will look at this and be like, whatever, this is corny, but whatever, if you perform. That's where I am. So, I don't know. I've seen some people on TikTok and on Twitter, Instagram, that are like, yeah, bro, this is my Bryce. Oh, yeah, the big 2020. I'm like, come on, man. Like, you're not looking at this being like, oh, yeah, Bryce is the man. Like, it's GM versus player. Like, this is our own GM versus... like, this isn't like Bryce in Atlanta, and here's heckling Braves fans, or in San Fran, right, wherever he's done it before. I think he's done it multiple times where he hears the overrated and these hateful words in the crowd and goes yard, and it's like, this is different. Like, this is your GM versus your player. Like, it's a little weird for him to be wearing a not elite shirt, and I don't know, it's a little weird, but again, end of the day, this is what you got to do to have a big year, then so be it. Okay, before we get to the best moments of the 2025 year for the Phillies, they did make a minor league deal with Genesis Cabrera. He played for four teams last season for the Mets, Cubs, Pirates, and Twins. He's a hard-throwing left-hander. That, if you do remember, unfortunately, he was the one that that hit Bryce Harper in the face when Genesis was with the Cardinals way back in 2021. But, you know, that's almost 5 years ago now. And we'll see. Just adding Cabrera for some depth for this bullpen. After the Phillies trade away Matt Strom, did add Brad Keller, but trade Matt Strom, get Jonathan Bolin in return. Also get Kyle Backus in a trade with Arizona. So, but adding Genesis Cabrera for a little bit of depth for this bullpen. Okay, again, didn't do this at the end of the regular season. Didn't do this right after they lost to the Dodgers either. I feel like that wouldn't have been a good time to do this anyway. But since it is the holidays, you know, lighthearted fun with some of these episodes anyway. I try to keep that way with some of these episodes during the offseason regardless. So, but I'm gonna give you my top five best moments of 2025 for the Phillies, and I'm also gonna give an honorable mention, because honestly, there could have been multiple honorable mentions, but I'm just gonna keep this to the top five moments and then one honorable mention. So going to start with number five. And this had to be on there to me. You know, there were a lot of good moments, honestly, in the 2025 season. But this was such a fun moment. This was earlier in the season in June against the New York Mets. And I know you all remember this. June 20th against New York at home. Bryson Stott hits a fly ball out towards Monty's angle. And it looked like it might have gone out almost, but it almost did. Bryson Stott hits a bases clearing double. Bone was on first base. JT Realmuto was on second, and Nick Castellanos was on third. And Alec Bone was on first, and then Castellanos second. Or excuse me, Bone was on third, Castellanos on second, Realmuto on first. And Bryson Stott hits a bases clearing double. Bohm gets home, and then Castellanos, as he's rounding third, JT Realmuto is right on his heels and doesn't slow down. And there's a play at the plate, and both basically almost at the same time, Nick Castellanos slides home, tags home plate. Same thing with JT Realmuto right afterwards. There's, I don't know if I had this as my screensaver on my phone for a while or not, but either way, I have the picture saved of JT and Castellanos both sliding simultaneously into home plate at the same time, pretty much. And it all takes us back. A lot of people said it took them back to Major League, of that scene in the movie. Honestly, I've only seen Major League once. And there's a scene in that movie where
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Two guys slide at the same time. It reminded me immediately of Rookie of the Year. Rookie of the Year is one of my favorite sports movies of all time, where same thing, guys slide home at the same time. And that's what it reminded me the most of. But what a moment that was. That was one of the more like just fun moments of the season. I thought that was where Realmuto and Castellanos slide in at the same time. It was just fun. Such a baseball play, and just really reminded me of Rookie of the Year. But that was my number five moment. Number four, All-Star Game Derby off. How many moments did we get from Kyle Schwarber this year? And of course, you know, there's one that's coming up here too that was undeniably one of the top moments of the season. But number four for me was the All-Star Game Derby off, where Kyle Schwarber, of course, had to be included in this. The MLB Major League Baseball All-Star Game goes to extra innings, and at the end, instead of going to extras, they go to a derby off, a home run derby off to a certain extent. I guess that's what you want to call it, where they had multiple players per team for the National League and American League, and each player got three swings, and I forget exactly how it went, but Kyle Schwarber goes for his turn for the National League, goes 3-for-3 in the derby off. Of course he had to. And ends up winning All-Star Game MVP for that performance, clearly, in the Derby Elf. Also did have a walk in the game, but goes 3-for-3 in the Derby off. And that was one of the more, again, like the Real Muto Cassiano slide, that was just a lighthearted, fun moment. And this was too. I mean, like, the All-Star game doesn't really matter. You know, it doesn't decide home field advantage in the World Series anymore. So, you know, doesn't have that to it anymore. But for Kyle Schwarber to do what he did in the Derby off, it was just like, of course Kyle Schwarber did that moment. And Schwarber's had a lot of course moments since he's been with the Philadelphia Phillies, but that was one of the ones where I was sitting there, I was like, I was watching the game with my mom, and I was like, Mom, he's gonna go 3-for-3 here. Like, I know he is. Like, Kyle Schwarber's clutch, and you know, he's had clutch moments in the past, and I'm like, dude, like, what does the All-Star game matter to anybody really here anyway? And Schwarber's just gonna have fun here, and he's gonna go 3-for-3 and hit bombs, and that's exactly what he did. So Kyle Schwarber, All-Star Game Derby off, I think that's my number four moment. Number three, you knew this had to be on the list as well. Johan Duran's entrance. And I mean, you could have done all of his entrances, but you gotta go back to the first entrance he ever had, August 1st against the Tigers. It only ended up being a 4-pitch save, but that was a pretty awesome moment. Pretty awesome moment it was for Duran to come out to his entrance that he came out to when he was in Minnesota. It gets dark. Everyone's got their phones out, and they've got like the tarantula and like the whatever you want to call it, and like the screens and everything too, where the tarantula's doing its thing. It's all the fire too. Like it was really awesome. And then the first time we had that entrance was really cool. It was really awesome. I wish I could have been there for that. I hadn't gone to any games last year to see Duran's entrance. Unfortunately, hopefully I'll be able to do that in the 2026 season. I need to get to a night game where we can get Duran for a save. But that first one against the Tigers, especially like to get his first save on 4 pitches, was pretty cool. And just in general, it was a really fun moment with that, but also to like the electricity of that to go along with those, like, oh, we have a legitimate closer for the first time since Brad Lidge. And that was a really, really fun feeling. And especially, you know, the way Duran pitches and him being able to throw like 103, 104 and having the stuff he has, like, it's just all together. But Duran's entrance August 1st against the Tigers, that was one of my top moments of the season. Number two, I'm going Phillies at Dodgers, and I'm not going postseason. I'm not going with the win in the NLDS where they won in Game 3. I'm not going with that. I'm going Phillies at Dodgers in the regular season late in September, where you had those back-to-back nights where the Phillies won in extras to clinch the NL East, and then the next night you had the Rafael Marchand home run where the Phils were down and ended up coming back. I think they scored like 6 runs in the 6th or 7th inning, and then had the Rafael Marchand homer. That was the Marchand game. So I just felt like that was and if you're able to stay up for those games, those were just like classic Phillies out in the West Coast type of games. And it felt like a preview for the postseason. And it ended up being that way. Unfortunately, a bit of the flip side in the postseason, but it felt like those were like postseason previews. And the way they won those games, where they won in extra innings in the first one, and then you had the Marchand home run, I think, you know, you had the Kepler big home run too. Like, those games were just, I remember sitting in my room watching those at, you know, like 12 or 1 in the morning, whatever it was. And I know right now we don't really care about National League East championships. We want real championships, and I do too. But felt good to win back-to-back NL East titles and do it in the way they did against the Dodgers. Unfortunately, in the third game of that, series, you know, Blake Snell, you know, has a dominant performance. But the way they did it against the Dodgers, those first two games, that was really, really fun. And those were just that series in general, outside of the Snell performance in game three, that series in general felt like one of the best moments of the year. Ended up, you know, resulting in the National League East championship and everything. I felt like number two here, Phillies Dodgers, just that. That's those first couple of games as a moment as a whole. I couldn't pick one moment from Marchand's home run, because that didn't even end up being, you know, something for the National League East championship. That was the night before. So, but that Phillies Dodgers regular season, that really did it for me. Number one, you all knew this was coming. I mean, it was Kyle Schwarber's four home run game. That was the highlight of the season, I think. That was the number one highlight of the year. I mean, Kyle Schwarber obviously ended up having the historic season he had. Almost ended up being more historic if he had broken, you know, Ryan Howard's home run record with the Phils. But he didn't, and he ends up winning, you know, finishing second in MVP voting in the National League, and has 56 homers, leads the National League, 132 RBI, leads the majors, and Kyle Schwarber truly having, like, the season of his life. But the moment of that season for him and for the Phillies was his four home run game against the Braves. August 28th versus the Braves. There were only 20 players in Major League Baseball history who have hit four homers in a game. And, you know, the history of 200 years in Major League Baseball, almost, it feels like. Only 20 players to do that. Kyle Schwarber becomes the 21st, and he almost hit five. Almost hit five. And ends up only hitting four against the Braves. And of course, what adds to it, is, which is really cool, is Abbott Elementary, that TV show that I never heard of before that night, was filming for an episode at Citizens Bank Park. And of course, they get that game. Of course, they get that game where Kyle Schwarber hits four home runs. And that was really cool. So, I mean, that was the highlight to me. That was the highlight of the season. That was the highlight of Kyle Schwarber's season, the highlight of the Phillies season. And if you're a Phillies fan, I think that's the number one highlight. I probably should have gone honorable mention first, I think, because it feels weird to go 5-1 and then go honorable mention afterwards. But either way, I'll do my honorable mention here before we wrap it up. Also have to slide in the Phillies 8 home run game, which I think helped clinch a bye for the NLDS. But I have to go back and check on that. But the Phillies 8 home run game, where Edmundo Sosa hit 3 homers, followed by 2 from Schwarber, 1 from Bohm, Stott, and Kemp. That was the most homers hit ever in a game by the Phillies, was that night in September, where, again, 3 from Sosa, 2 from Schwarber, 1 from Bohm, 1 from Stott, and 1 from Kemp. Also, Edmundo Sosa at multiple moments for 2025. Also, Rob Marcelo Zuna earlier in the year for a home run out in left field, and that was just so crazy because Sosa's not really a left fielder, or he really doesn't have too much experience in the outfield, more in the infield. But that was a cool moment too. But Sosa with a couple of moments. But the 8 home run game, I think, to me, is a honorable mention for the top 5 moments. So again, I'll go honorable mention to one, just real quick again. Honorable mention, Phillies 8 home run game. 5, Realmuto Castellano slide. 4, All-Star Game Derby off, where Schwarber wins All-Star Game MVP. 3, Joan Duran entrance, specifically August 1st versus the Tigers for his first save. 2, Phillies at Dodgers, late regular season series against out in L.A., winning the NL East and had Marchand's home run. And then Kyle Schwarber's 4 home run game. That's number one, August 28th versus the Atlanta Braves. So let me know what you thought about my list, anything that I missed that you thought was better than some of those that should have made it, anything like that. Let me know. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. So that will do it for me. I will talk to you on New Year's. I hope you had a great 2025, and I'll be looking forward to talking to you in 2026. Well, I won't really talk to you until after the ball drops. So, you know, Happy New Year now, but I'll say it to you again on January 1st in a couple of days. So that will do it for me. Talk to you guys soon.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again.
In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.